Dissolution, a novel by Stefan Molyneux, host of Free Domain, the world's largest and most popular philosophy show at freedomain.com. Chapter 3. Driving home from Wasaga Beach with his friend Derek, Robert felt a strange giddiness. Opportunity and shame eternally combined at the heart of a man aiming to trade up his girlfriend. Derek was mellow to the point of slow motion. He grew up on Late Night with David Letterman and had caught a serious personality infection from Paul Schaefer. Drawl, distant, nebbishly cool, slow walking and slow talking, he was a reasonable foil to Robert's generally calculating and manipulating mind. Still not super comfortable with Chloe making her own way back, Robbie, Derek drawled. Robert shrugged, playing Chase the Static with the radio knob. She's getting a ride back with a friend. Yeah, my sister too. Maybe they'll hang together, take a flower-painted VW love bus back to the big smoke. Robert paused. He was constantly managing the end points of conversation, heading off any corridors with descending steps and dank walls. Don't know much about your sister. Derek shrugged. He was slightly balding, an early 20s curse, and he constantly tugged his hair to cover over his widow's peak. Not much to know. 2 years older, total it girl. I was a bothersome younger brother. Oh, I wanted to hang with her pretty, pretty friends. She moved out at 17, older guy, the usual. He laughed sardonically. We never had much in common. Guys would befriend me just to talk to her. Not smart, really, but cunning. Given a gift we all want, no real idea what to do with it all. You know, Derek had a habit of vaguely discarding thoughts with little to no indication when he was done. So what really happened with Chloe, bro? It was Robert's turn to shrug. Nothing, really. He wanted to say, I was just chatting with a girl on the beach and Chloe totally freaked out. But he knew that, A, it was unbelievable, and B, being with a psycho jealous girl did not reflect well on him. Chloe was pretty sure, but not enough to get away with total craziness. School is like this amniotic sac, you know? Oh, yeah. Derek lazily turned the wheel to pass an ice cream truck, which apparently had its music stuck on even though they were on the highway. A state of no time, for sure. Except for my hair exiting stage like everywhere. I think that's why it happens. Older guys with hair don't really feel the passage of time. Super scalp reminds you the time is passing. Settle down, my son. But you're not settling down, Derek laughed. Well, I have a year or two until I go full Count Chocula, so I might as well get my oats sown now, Brobert. Before my forehead becomes a 5, 6, 7, 8 head. But seriously, I always liked Chloe. Crossed my fingers that y'all might go the distance. It's strange, for sure. Things were good, and then we're just done. Gone. You fight for her? Robert paused. I didn't, really. I'm never sure how much fight I have in me. Bro, I've seen you almost descend into manly fisticuffs over a parking space. You argue a point, don't fight me, I know, even after you know you're wrong. I've personally witnessed you flip a diplomacy board. I'm punchy, not fighty, though. You're doing it now. Hair-splitting distinctions without a difference. Robert often thought that Derek pretended to be slow so that he would forever be underestimated. I fight for principles, not people. People can defend themselves. What are your principles, Rob? Murmured Derek. What are yours? Not my turn. I didn't bring them up. Freedom, justice, the American way, but with maple syrup. Honor, dignity. Derek laughed. Okay, Superman. You don't fight for people because that makes you feel subjugated. Robert snorted. What? You're not a big fan of letting people know you need them, Robbie boy. That gives them power over you. It's not that complicated, bro. Derek glanced over and Robert caught the sight of his two bulbous heads reflected in Derek's mirrored shades. I get it. Your brother is... But there was a hiccup with Chloe and you just... What? What did you do? I wanted her to beg, said Robert with simple honesty. For what?
For me.
Derek laughed sadly. Because you're all that. I'm some of that. Good-looking, ambitious, good family, bro accepted. Socially poised, I get it. You make me sound so shallow. Derek said nothing. Robert said, What are your principles? Hedonism, then virtue, said Derek instantly. University is for fun, then I get serious. Hedonism is not a principle. It depends what you mean by the word, kiddo. It's an organizing metric. I'm playing the field until I find a woman I really admire. Then I'll lock in. Will she admire a hedonist? Derek pursed his lips. Robert could tell that he had struck some kind of blow. Then Derek waved his hand nonchalantly. She'll see beyond all that. So, what was the incident with Chloe? His voice slowed even further. The proximate cause. The excuse. I talked to a girl on the beach, Derek, between his teeth. She's not really the jealous type. It wasn't that, exactly. I am a bit of a dog. But isn't it her job to keep my eyes from wandering? Derek shrugged. Robert could tell he was thinking of something else. And, said Derek. So we went for a walk and had one of these weird, super compressed conversations. Lots of blind alleys, you know? Like we woke up in a minefield and just went dancing. Dunno what that means. I've been thinking of our conversations over the past, like, 14 months. A lot of fun. She can be a blast. She's way less nervous on roller coasters than I am. And we've made a lot of plans, done tons of stuff. That whole Algonquin hike, the rock climbing where we met the jumpy girl and the himbo, that cruise she won that cost a fortune. Always planning, always doing, always talking. But what does it add up to? Murmured Derek. Take on me suddenly burst in through the radio and Derek stabbed at the power button. Hate that goddamn song, he murmured with sudden bitterness. A lot of syllables, sighed Robert. Like that documentary on gold panning. So much sand, so little gold. You cut through the noise, found the signal, said Derek. It was like we didn't even know each other. She deserved better, said Derek suddenly. I guess you're past the hedonist phase now, said Robert, quite shocked. She did, bro, said Derek with sudden passion. Why can't you fight for her? Robert shrugged, suddenly angry. Didn't want to. Now, who's the hedonist? Whispered Derek. But it was a dud bomb. They both knew and felt it. But you had a lot invested, didn't you? She had experiences, sure. Robert's voice was tight. He was acutely aware that they still had an hour of driving ahead of them.
Did you think of marrying her?
I didn't
want to or even think of it.
Why are you so...
Derek took a deep breath.
It's your life, broski.
Robert wanted to say, what's that supposed to mean? But he had sworn off movie cliches 10 months before. He'd even memorized the top 15.
You thinking a lot about marriage, Derek?
Chloe is one of those girls. Most times it's just pucker-lipped self-portraits, you know? So self-conscious. An ad. Not really feminine, just cool and, like, above it all. Fun for a while, but there's no one really there. She escaped that.
Don't know how.
Don't know her history.
Well, you can date her, Robert was about to say.
Then changed his mind and bit his tongue.
An hour to go.
Instead, he said, she's a sweet girl for sure. Robert could tell that Derek wanted to know more, but was keeping his cards close to his chest for some reason.
Your life, your choice, said Derek, then put on a southern accent. But it's a damn shame.
Robert laughed, and they turned to insulting their professors, which, thankfully, ate up the remainder of the drive.